una conferencia.
Aachen, Germany. Aberdeen, Scotland. Ajaccio, France. Aalborg, Denmark. Alexandre, Italy. Alicant, Spain. Almeria, Spain. Amiens, France. Amsterdam, Netherlands. Ancona, Italy. Anderlecht, Belgium. Ankara, Turkey. Antwerpen, Belgium. Anzio, Italy. Arad, Romania. Arras, Denmark. Arkhangelsk, Soviet Union. Arnhem, Netherlands. Athens, Athenai, Greece. Augsburg, Germany.
Voici novembre. Depuis 2 mois, la guerre est finie. Les réseaux fléchissent. Les grandes actions n'ont plus cours. Tout annonce que le régime d'OTAN va reparaître moins adapté que jamais aux nécessités nationales. Si je garde la direction, ce n'est peut-être qu'à titre transitoire. Mais à la française, aux Français, je dois encore quelque chose. Partir en homme vraiment intact. L'Assemblée constituante se réunit le 6 novembre. Coutouli, député radical et doyen d'âge, préside. Bien que cette première séance ne puisse être que de forme, je vais tenir à être présent. Certains auraient souhaité que la transmission par la Gaule des pouvoirs de la République à la représentation nationale aurait vêtu quelque solennité. Mais l'idée que mon entrée au palais Bourbon pour comporter l'apparat indisposé, le bureau provisoire et jusqu'aux gens du protocole. Tout se fit donc sans cérémonie et sans médiocrement.
Tous les pensées sont un discours qui rendait hommage à Charles de Gaulle mais prodigie les critiques à l'égard de sa politique. Les éloges trouvaient pour des cons, mais les égrégoleurs et les applaudissements appuyaient de la gauche tandis que la droite s'abstenait de manifester. Puis la doyenne donna lecture de ma lettre annonçant que le gouvernement dominationnerait dès que le constituant aurait élu son bureau. Il n'y eut pas de réaction notable. Quant à moi, assis au bas de l'hémicycle, je sentais converger dans la direction les regards lourds de 600 parlementaires et j'éprouvais presque physiquement le poids du malaise général.
Goodbye! Okay.
Now, if we come back to the more basic problems of the status of psychoanalytic concepts, we have indicated that in many respects they do not differ from concepts of the natural sciences, but that they are not as clearly defined as we would like them to be. After I presented the major content of my monograph on unity of sign, which I covered in the monograph of psychoanalysis and unity of signs, Dr. Feibel made a very nice chart, which I have before me, in which he indicated in his hierarchy of concepts the status of psychoanalytic concepts. Now, I mentioned to you last week that he assumes the following four levels. One, the description of observable facts. The next level is that of functional relationships between the observed magnitudes. The third is then first order theories, in which the concepts are homogeneous with those which describe the regularities, and then a second order theory in which the concepts are heterogeneous to those in which the empirical laws are stated. Now, perhaps I can give you examples, the physical examples. I must say I do not understand fully, but he has under description spherical astronomy. Then, second, Kepler. As I assume, there in this, in other words, we find theory which covers a greater variety of phenomena, and the same he does with phenomena of heat and loads of cooling, then classical thermodynamics, quantum mechanics. Now, in psychology, the description, phenomena of learning, then empirical laws of learning is the second step. The third step are the first order theories, where he puts down Tolman or Hull, both of whom still use mainly intervening variables, which means concepts which can be very easily, so not fully, but very easily translated into observables. And the second order theory is neurophysiological explanation of learning phenomena. Now, the second order theory here in microstructure is adduced to explain macro behavior, such as phenomena of learning. And then comes his fourth row, which starts on the descriptive level with neurotic neurophysiological explanation. Now, here comes this bias of reductionism about which we spoke last time, and that is Feigl's predilection towards neurophysiological explanations, because it seems to me that in order to be consistent, that Freud's constructs are most heterogeneous to the behavior which they observe. Certainly, the construct of unconsciousness embarrassment. Describe.
Yeah.